SBS Radio.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Għal dawk li ma jittollerawx il-glutina bl-Ingliż gluten, it-test għal din il-kundizzjoni se jibda jkun ħafna iktar faċli minn qabel. It-test kurrenti huwa wieħed invażiv u jinvolvi ġimgħat sħaħ tal-persuna tiekol propju li kelli mhux suppost tiekol, jiġifieri ikel bil-glutina. Intant issa dan kollu jista' jispiċċa sempliċement b'test tad-demm. Mhux faċli biex wieħed jgħix mingħajr ma jiekol ikel bil-glutina, speċjalment għal dawk li jkollhom id-dijanjosi għall-ewwel darba f'ħajjithom li ma jistgħux jikkonsmawha. Huwa diffiċli iktar u iktar meta l-familja tiegħek hija Taljana u l-ġenituri għandhom ristorant tal-aġin bħalma huwa l-każ ta' Christian Persano minn Melbourne. Jispjega u jgħid li l-iktar ħaġa qiebsa li sab kienet li jkollu dijanjosi ta' din il-kundizzjoni.
I was sick for about 3 months and then my doctor sent me for a colonoscopy and endoscopy and after that my biopsy came back that I was celiac.
Il-glutina hija proteina misjuba fil-qamħ, xejr, ħafur u segala. Bħalissa l-uniku mezz biex wieħed jittestja jekkux allerġiku għaliha jew le huwa li jikkonsma. Om Christian tina tgħid li kien proċess diffiċli li hija kellha tara.
He was lethargic, not himself, in pain all the time. He'd get up from the dinner table, which we usually linger at quite a lot because we like to talk, and he would have a meal and then get up and go straight to the bathroom. So at the very beginning, I thought he wanted to get out of doing the dishes. But as time went on, we realized he was very unwell.
Wara li wieħed jiekol ikel b'dan l-ingredjent, ikollu imbagħad jagħmel endoskopija. Intant bħajr kbir riċerkaturi mexxejja f'dan il-qasam fid-dinja jaħsbu li sabu mod aħjar tat-testjar għall-glutina u ppubblikaw is-sejbiet tagħhom li jistgħu jmexxu għal dijanjosi sempliċi ta' din il-kundizzjoni permezz ta' test tad-demm. Dan ifisser ukoll li l-pazjent ikollu jiekol ikel bil-glutina darba biss. Il-professur Jason Tidin huwa wieħed mir-riċerkaturi involuti f'din il-ħidma.
So this is the first time anyone's been able to show distinct markers that are linked to gluten in people with celiac disease in the hours after they consume it. And one of the potential exciting possibilities of this finding is that we can now develop a very simple blood-based test to diagnose celiac disease.
Din il-kundizzjoni taffetwa madwar persuna minn kull 70 Awstraljan. Intant il-professur Tidin jgħid li 80% ta' dawn jibqgħu mingħajr dijanjosi u li ċerti persuni jevitaw it-test kurrenti minħabba li huwa invażiv wisq.
Traditionally, celiac disease was considered a very Caucasian-based illness, but we now know that it has a very global distribution. And in fact, the highest prevalence of celiac disease is in northern Africa. And we're starting to see a lot more celiac disease in Asian countries as well.
Meta jsir żviluppat, it-test tad-demm li jistabbilixxi din il-kundizzjoni fil-pazjent ikollu jgħaddu wkoll minn testijiet pilota. Dan ifisser ukoll li għal dawk li jixtiequ jsiru jafu jekk għandhomx din il-kundizzjoni, it-test kurrenti jibqa' tal-inqas għal ftit snin oħra l-uniku wieħed li jistgħu jieħdu.
SBS Radio.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.